Good morning, True Identity Fellowship. We thank God for you, and especially you on this morning as we come to you virtually. You can't see me, but you can hear me talking. Praise God. We thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly, we wanted to be in person, but we wanted to take precautions as we had a little snowfall last night and then the freezing temperatures and patchy ice. So we just want to be safe and you just enjoy this message in the comforts of your home. Praise God. Not going to prolong the time. We certainly want to open up in prayer. Then we'll enjoy a couple of songs of praise and worship. And then I'll share a word with you on today. What I'll be talking about today is I need more than bread. I want you to contemplate that a little bit while we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Today is January the 19th, 2024. Praise God. Some people didn't make it, but you're still here. And certainly we thank God for allowing us to be a recipient of his mercy. 2025, excuse me. So we thank God for that, man. I tell you, boy, this time is moving. Time don't wait for no one. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the opportunity, God, yes, to be in your presence, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the midst of us. And so, God, we just give you glory and honor and praise, God, for how you're working things out in the name of Jesus, God. And so, God, we just ask, God, that you just touch the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you're covering us even now. Even after the roads might be covered with patchy ice, God, we ask for your safety, God, to follow us to our destinations, God, whether we are we're going, God. We just pray, God, that you be with us. Keep us safe, God. Let there be no casualties on the road, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And even though, God, that we're coming, God, through virtually, God, we pray, God, that people will be receptive, God, of this word on this morning, God. And so, God, we honor you and we praise you with everything that we have today, God. We thank you, God, that we certainly do need more than bread, God. And so, God, we honor you and we pray. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Why don't you worship with us on this morning? Thank you, Lord.
If your heart is broken,
I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come my way,
no matter what
may come my way,
my
life is in your hands.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, people of God, worship.
The tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
Yes.
Are nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember,
be found.
Remember,
there's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
yes.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, Lord, and worship with me. Come on.
Oh, my God, that I can stand.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can stand.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
no
it.
They come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make
a way.
Bless it. No matter.
May come my way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful selection, and most definitely our lives are in His hand. If you get your Bible, we'll go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and then we'll turn over and flip over to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Let's use these two scriptures to establish what we'll be talking about this morning. I need more than bread. Amen. I give you a little time to turn there. Matthew, again, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And then we'll turn to the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Praise God. And Matthew 4, 4 reads, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Let's turn over to Deuteronomy. If you're turned over in your Bible, we're turning to Deuteronomy. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to read that particular scripture. And it says, "And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Praise God. You see that he had already spoken that in Deuteronomy. Then we come to the Gospels, where it was spoken again in Matthew. Praise God. But I want to begin this message by saying that God has unlimited provision that he releases to his people. Unlimited is the same as incalculable. You can't even add it up. Never ending, bottomless, endless, boundless, immeasurable, inexhaustible. Man, those are some good words to describe, you know what I mean, the provision that God makes for his people. Mm-hmm. So provision is the action of providing or supplying something for you. So let me read that again. So provision is the action of providing or supplying something for use. In the text, we'll see how Jesus was led into the wilderness there. He was tempted by the devil, by Lucifer, the no good, scandalous, the schemer, the scammer, the lie from the beginning, ain't the truth in it, that one right there. He was there 40 days and nights, and when Satan appeared and tried to entice him. Yes. You have to understand, entice. Yes. To turn stone into loaves of bread. Jesus answered the devil these famous words. It is not written, man shall not live on or by bread alone, but on or by every word that comes or proceed from or out of the mouth of God. I put the emphasis on I put the emphasis on that. Yes, this experience is a replica of the children of Israel's wilderness experience of 40 years. The difference is that Jesus relied on the word and depended solely on God, as for the children of Israel relied on bread and themselves. Mm-hmm. There go the district. There go the distinction there. You know, a lot of times we go through trials and we go through tribulations. And, you know, we've been going to church all our lives, and some of us haven't, but we came into the knowledge of God and we tasted and seen that he was good ourselves. But it seems like we forget that when we go through our experiences, that we all we have to do is lean and depend on God, that he will lead us through. But somehow we forget and we begin to rely on bread in ourselves as indicated with the children of Israel, a journey that shouldn't have taken long. I look at our lives, I look at my own life, and we go through these different journeys that if we would have looked to the hills which cometh our help, because our help comes from God, the journey might have didn't take as long. But we go the long route. We seem to always go the long route because we think we know what's good for us. But if I were to title this message, like I said before, I call it or tag it or name it or whatever, I need more than bread. Mm. So as we read in Deuteronomy 8:3, just to reiterate, it was already spoken that man shouldn't live by bread alone. But in the first 6 chapters of Deuteronomy, God reminded Israel of everything he had done to care for them in the past. Then he began to warn the Israelites of the potential dangers in their future. In chapter 8, God focused on prosperity as a severe threat that could lure them into a sense of self-satisfaction. You know, we can let money and the love of money and the pursuit of money. We need money. Don't get me wrong. It's a great resource. But when we put it before God, then we have some issues. Because he was trying to warn them from the prosperity perspective that this could lead into self-satisfaction. You know, we like to please ourselves, you know. But in the 40-year wilderness experience, God provided food to eat, clothing to wear, and sandals that never wore thin. Man, that's amazing to me. That's mind-boggling to me that you can have the same set of clothes for 40 years and don't none of it wear out. Somebody say, that's God.
That's God.
That's God all by himself. And that he didn't need to bring in no interior, what they call it, the decorators, the ones, the designers that design different clothes. Y'all got clothes in your closet that you should have blessed somebody with, but you're still stacking them up in your closet. You got so many clothes, but they had a set of clothes and a set of sandals that lasted them the whole 40-year experience. God is an awesome God, and he's able to provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. We'd be worried about the wrong thing. Sometimes when we experience a little milk and honey, we begin to think that we obtained it on our own. We begin to lick the prosperity off our fingers. Oh, man, that's good right there. Of the provision overflow of God. It's essential, people of God, that we understand that I need more than just bread to survive. Our dependence is in God, and therefore we must obey his command. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That should tell you and motivate you and inspire you that everything is in God's hand. And if I be willing and obedient, as Isaiah 1:19 says, that I shall eat the good of the land. We pursuing it on our own, but God said, just be willing and obedient. Somebody ought to say, just be willing and obedient.
Just be willing and obedient.
In the wilderness, God had humbled the Israelites by letting them go hungry. Then he fed them with manna so that they would have to depend on him alone for daily provision. Manna was a type of food that was previously unknown. No one had ever had manna before. Exodus 16:15 says, when the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know it was, and Moses said of them, it is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This food symbolized God's divine intervention to sustain their lives. If they tried to provide for themselves by using carryouts or doggy bags for the next day, the food always spoiled.
Yeah.
Through this wilderness test, the people of Israel came to understand that their survival did not depend on one of God's gifts alone, whether bread or manna, but on every word that came out of the mouth of God. Their existence depended on obeying every single one of God's commands. God said, get a certain amount. That's what he meant. Yeah. If God said, that settles it, and that's it. God don't go against his word. He stand on his word. He keep it 100 with his word. He's solid with his word. Yeah. Y'all like them type of sayings, don't you? See, God is the only one that's 100. Somebody say, I need more than bread.
I need more than bread.
It's not just the food that gives people life. Without God's divinely given word, food may not be available.
Mm.
It is not by bread alone that we live, but by everything that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. That is anything and everything that God chooses to give us. God alone is the real source of life. And everything in that life for his people. People of God, I want you to stay with me. John 15, chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that, and it may bear more fruit. Already you have clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As thy branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Also in John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is our all in all, people of God. Don't forget that. God's word, the scriptures is life-giving and is life-sustaining. Jesus said, the spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and life. John 6 and 63. Let me give you a couple of supportive scriptures. I think you get the message that we can't live by bread alone. I need more than bread. So when you look at Hebrews 4 and 12, I'm going to give you these scriptures. And also 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. We're just talking about the word. Because I need more than bread, a physical resource, but we need a spiritual resource to sustain us when we go through the storms and when we go through the valleys and all of these things to help us stay focused and stay on course and to be navigated through this life, this rough terrain of life that when the road get rocky and things don't go and things don't feel good, and we experience bereavement and catastrophe and sickness in our bodies, and people are losing their minds, and people are being depressed. I don't need no butter beans. I don't need no cornbread. I don't need no chitlins and hog hogs. I don't need no ribs and filet mignon and all that there to help me deal with those things that I just mentioned. But I need a word. I need a word to take me through these things. I need a word to keep my mind when I feel like losing my mind. I need a word. I need a word to help me go through. I need a word to help me deal with my losses. I need a word to bring me out of a dark place. I need a word. So I need more
than bread.
My God. When Jesus was hungry in the wilderness, Satan tried to get him to rely on his own self-provision. He to turn stones into bread rather than wait on God's provision. But Jesus did nothing of his own will. My food, said Jesus at another time, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
My.
He relied on every word of God and refused to act independently. Jesus was obedient even to the point of death on the cross, Philippians 2 and 8. Praise God. Let us go read those scriptures, or Hebrews 4 and 12. Let's look at that before we get ready to conclude the matter. Yes. Praise God. I think this is a good reminder of what God has said to us as we turn. I want you to follow along with me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let me turn here in my Bible. Praise God. We thank God for you listening in on this morning. And certainly we apologize that we couldn't have a service in person. I know some people probably still wanted to come, but we'd rather you be safe than sorry. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, are you there? And it reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart." But the word, it'll break it down, it'll cut it off, it'll reveal, it'll bring to the surface.
Yes, sir.
It gets down to the bottom of the matter. Do y'all remember, I like using this story, I love to refer to it, when Solomon, in all his wisdom, God blessed him because what he recommended first over money.
Yes,
and
sir.
God said, "Since you recommended that over money, I'm not going to even, I'm going to give you what you recommended, and then I'm also going to give you some money." This man was filthy rich. Y'all talking about, what's that, Elon Musk and all that, and talking about Bill Gates and all that. They couldn't, their money couldn't even touch Solomon. He had so much money, Solomon did. But he had some issues. But anyway, let me get back to the story. There were two women that had baby, and they was roommates. Can I put it like that in the Bible? It didn't specifically, but they lived together, and they both had babies, and they were sleeping with their, they was newborn babies.
Yeah.
And one woman, she slept on her baby.
Yeah.
She smothered her baby. And the other one was nursing her. But so while the woman who was up all night toiling, I don't think they had no bottles back then, so I'm pretty sure they breastfed. It was customary for them to breastfeed back in those days. And so she was up all night, so she was sleeping hard, and she was dead asleep. That woman was sleeping hard and was snoring. I don't even know how the baby got some sleep. But the woman that rolled up on her baby and suffocated her baby, she did a switcheroo. We call it a switcheroo. She put her dead baby with that woman and got that woman baby and was over there like that's her baby. And the woman woke up and she realized that it wasn't her baby. So make a long story short, King Solomon said, "Hey, bring me, somebody say, I can't live by bread alone.
I can't live by bread alone."
King Solomon said, "I don't want no biscuits. Don't bring me nothing. Bring me a sword. In other words, bring me a word. Bring me this word, this sword, so I can get down to the bottom of the matter to find out." What we just read it in Hebrew 4. It's a discerner of thoughts. It's a discerner of the heart. He said, "Man, let me see what this word going to do, how this word going to reveal the truth." And he brought him in there, and he said, "Well, let me cut the baby in half and give you half." And the woman who baby it was said, "I'd rather the baby live and let her have the baby than to split it in half, because you split it in half with this sword, with this word, then the baby going to be dead." And the woman, let's go ahead and split it in half. So he already knew. See, the word, it reveals things. And the word, it opens up doors. And the word, it gives you direction. And the word, it points you in the right way. And the word, it brings to your attention, whether you receive it or not, about yourself. And that's what the word is. Quicker, it's powerful, and it goes deep down in the bone and in the marrow. Can we read another scripture? That other scriptures was 2 Timothy. I just want to do it before we get ready to close. It's some good word on this morning. I know I'm preaching good. You ain't got to clap, but I know I'm preaching good in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we thank God for this opportunity to be able to share on this morning. You thought you weren't going to get no word, but the devil is a lie.
Amen.
I need more than bread. Y'all sitting up there making banana pudding and all that kind of stuff, but I need a word on this morning. Y'all sitting up here making enchiladas and all that with that special sauce and all that, ain't gave the pastor none of them or nothing. But that's okay. But let me read you this good word on this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Amen. Praise God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Listen, for correction. Listen, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnishing unto all good works. Amen. Man, look at God. He's setting up everything. Yeah, he says, thoroughly furnished. That means everything. Have you ever moved? Glory! Yeah. Have you ever moved in a house and ain't nothing in it? What God does when he start working on it, he start giving you that word, when he start, when he making things profitable in your life, or when reproof comes and you receive it, when correction comes and you receive it, when instruction for righteousness, then he'll come into your house. Yeah. You know, he's an interior designer, decorator. He start making things. He move out stuff that don't need to be in there. And he'll furnish everything unto all good work. And you'll be good to go. You'll be out there giving the word. It don't matter where you're at.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Amen. So we think about this, that Jesus was obedient even unto death. Jesus was so cool. He said, man, I'm not going by my own word. My father told me to do that, what I'm going to do. Wherever I go, I'm going because my father told me to go. Wherever I do, he wasn't living by no bread. You know, he always was fasting. He dipping off. Yeah. Man, Jesus was full of the word. Full of the anointing. And as Moses reminded the people of Israel to depend on the Lord to meet their every need, man should not live by bread alone, ought to remind us to do the same. We owe our blessings and prosperity to God's divine provision. The trusting obedience the Son of God demonstrated, which Israel failed at time and time again, we do well to imitate. Amen?
Amen.
And so as we get ready to conclude this matter, praise God, we thank God for you and especially you. As we conclude, when we hunger and hunger or experience some form of deprivation, we must depend on God to meet our daily needs. And remember to obey his word. And when life is good and we're feeling prosperous and blessed, we give thanks to the Lord our God, for it is he who provides us with the ability to obtain wealth. How do I know that? Deuteronomy 8 and 18 tells me, God our fathers give every good and perfect gift, James 1:7, and every spiritual blessing in Christ in Ephesians 1:3. People of God, God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us. But we get caught up in the physical, tangible things that cannot sustain us. Even our physical bodies are dying every single day. That we think because we lift those weights and do those step classes and aerobics and all that kind of stuff and run miles, and that we're going to preserve this physical body. But it's never been about the body, but it's always been about the soul. And how do I feed my soul? It's nothing but by the word of God. After all these physical things have passed away, that his word shall remain.
Yeah.
And if you don't get nothing else out of this message today, people of God, oh, we're getting ready to worship. Hey, I cannot live. You cannot live. The world cannot live by bread alone.
Hallelujah.
We need a word to help us through these difficult, these perilous, these hazardous, these war-filled, these disastrous time in our lives.
Yes.
People, God, continue to look to the hills which come at your help. Continue to focus on the things above. Put your minds on the things above and not on the things of this earth.
Yes, sir.
And remember to seek God's word on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. So So we thank God for you tuning in on today. We thank God for what he's doing in the midst of us. And remember, as we get ready to close and pray, that God loves you. Yeah. Don't ever think that you're alone, because he's already declared that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God loves you. God sees you. And God is working on your behalf in his own timing.
Yes.
So remember that. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I hope you enjoyed this message on today. Thank God for you. Praise God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for what you have done in our lives. We thank you, God, for your healing virtue, God, going throughout the land. We thank you for your provision, that now that we know, God, that we cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we just ask that you lead us and guide us, God. Keep us safe, God. Cover us, God, all our comings and going. Cover us, our residence, God. Cover our places of business, God. Cover our children, God. There's so many things that are happening, God. We pray for this nation, God. We pray for the incoming president that's coming in, God. Oh, God, let him be led by you, God. Let him be surrounded by people that's not scared to give him sound doctrine, God, to reprove him, God, in any way, God. And so, God, we just thank you right now, God, that you're just in control of all things. And so, God, we just give you honor, glory, and praise. Let us worship with this one song before we close all the way out. Thank God for you. God bless you. You have a blessed day. And continue to keep God first and continue to seek his word. Let us worship for this last. Oh, well, dance with it. Dance with it. Identity, praise God. We thank God for you. God bless.